story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds,
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. President Biden is just minutes away from his pull-aside with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the G7 summit in Japan. The one-on-one comes as Mr. Biden rethinks U.S. air support for Kyiv's battle with Russia. CBS's Deborah Pata has more from Ukraine.
More aid has been pledged, including a whopping nearly $3 billion military package from Germany and an announcement from the U.K. and the Netherlands that they are building an international coalition to help procure F-16 fighter jets for Ukraine, followed by a stunning U-turn from the U.S., which has previously insisted it was not feasible to send the advanced jets to Kyiv. President Biden now says the U.S. will train Ukrainian pilots.
The White House says President Biden is ready to jump back into those stalled debt ceiling talks. He's scheduled to speak with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy by phone before heading back to Washington. The horse National Treasure comes up big, winning the Preakness Stakes. But the win comes hours after another horse owned by Bob Baffert suffered a catastrophic leg injury and had to be euthanized. He tried to collect his thoughts on NBC.
To win this, it's losing that horse today really hurts, but I'm happy for Johnny. He got the win. I have a great team. I got my boys with me. I'm sorry, but it's been a very emotional day.
The second privately funded flight to the International Space Station is set for an afternoon launch. Neither Axiom Space nor businessman and pilot John Schaffner will say how much his seat costs, but he tells CBS News he hopes the price will eventually come down.
It was expensive in the early days of aviation when the first commercial airplanes were developed. I mean, only it took people of means to get on that. And now we have a commercial aviation sector that everyone enjoys. And I look forward to when the same thing happens for space.
Remembering a page-turner for the ages, British novelist, essayist, and nonfiction author Martin Amis.
A writer's accomplishments are often measured by his impact on others. New Statesman editor George Eaton says he can't overstate the impact Martin Amis had on his readers.
Everyone who read Martin Amis, certainly a lot of people who read Martin Amis, came away wanting to be a writer.
Amis is best known for novels like Money, A Suicide Note, London Fields, and The Information. A film adaptation of his 2014 novel, The Zone of Interest, has just premiered at the Cannes Film Festival. His agent says Amis died at his home here in Florida after a battle with cancer. Martin Amis was 73. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
And this is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com.
News brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Walks, your personal injury attorneys with over 35 years of experience. GTWLawyers.com. They're all in to win. Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson & Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win. Gingras Thompson & Walks. GTWLawyers.com.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app. Local Civic.
Welcome back to Raised Friday in Wisco. This is your co-host, Danielle Fairman. Now, we're starting with the Jets again, so that just means Joel is gone. Unfortunately, our fearless leader, Joel Clayfish, is at a SCI, I wouldn't call it a banquet, they have a monthly meeting. So he is the key speaker today, talking about his sweet axis hunt, I believe. Sweet hunt. He goes on so many hunts that are so fantastic that I wish I could just join, just skip work for 2 weeks, maybe a month. And just go hunting. That'd be fantastic. But okay, so Joel is gone, so it is girls' night out. And that was Hudson. So, I'm canceling the girls' night out because it's two girls and two boys and a dog. So, family night out, I guess we could say. Family night out. Calvin, can you be part of the family?
I'll be part of the family for the night.
Oh, thank you, Calvin. So kind. So kind. So today we have Michelle Ferretta. Hello, hello. How are you?
Hello. So good.
So good.
The weather's nice.
Yeah. It is beautiful. It's perfect. And we have Hudson. Hudson is his son. Her son. How old? Want to say hi to everybody, Hudson?
Yeah.
Okay, say hi.
Hi, everybody.
Good job. He is 5 years old, and he is a fishing machine.
Fishing machine for sure.
They were out bass fishing, and I had to give Michelle a call. I'm like, hey, you're out fishing, and it's the perfect weather to go fishing. I need you to come on the radio show and talk about it.
That's right. Fishing season just opened up. Home opener was going on weekend before last. So
yeah,
now is the time for fishing.
Yeah, what were you out there? Obviously, we're going to say we're by a tree, by a lake, in this one place. So, but this one place is very close to home for you.
Yes. So, we have a pond in our front yard. It's a little over an acre in size. And we love to fish out there, don't we, Hudson?
Yeah. Now, this is a new area, like a new topic for me with having a pond in your own yard. Mm-hmm. Like, do you stock it? Like, what do you do? Like,
so we were blessed when we purchased the property. It actually came stocked. I think the previous owners did stock it. So we are quickly learning pond management on how to properly maintain the fish because of the fact that they overpopulated. So as they overpopulate, the fish actually stunt, and so we have spent the last 5 or 6 years trying to get it back to a healthy maintenance level of the different fish.
There you go. And what kind of fish do you have in there?
Hudson, what kind of fish do we have in our pond?
We have bass, bluegills, and walleyes, bass, muskies, and a lot of
it's a big list.
Sunflowers.
Sunfish. Yes. Sunfish. So lots of panfish.
You have muskies in there?
No, that's there's a couple in there. I think he was just listing off all the fish he actually knows. But yeah, no, there's
that's a pretty good list of fish he knows for a 5-year-old.
Yeah. Hopefully, we'll get about muskie fishing here. That's his dad's favorite fish to fish for. But he just got back from walleye fishing, so of course it's on his mind. Yeah. They went out to Putin Bay and got their limit daily. It was a lot of fun.
Good for them.
Brought back the wine. Brought that for you.
I know. Everybody, I am live on Instagram. And go there and check it out. You can see everything that's happening. You can see us drinking wine, dog, all of our beautiful faces, Bert and Chipper on a Thursday.
Awesome. Well, the last time I saw you, though, we were fishing.
We were. Okay, that's not now. That's a teaser, everybody. That's a teaser. We're talking about that on the second segment.
Okay.
So everyone has to stay because I know once we start talking about that, it's gonna be the end of the show.
We need to talk about other things.
Yes. Yeah. So no, absolutely. But I am very curious about this whole pod because in my mind, I'm gonna be working all these hours and I'm gonna be able to buy acres upon acres of land and I'm gonna have a pond in there because I want to go wood duck hunting and duck hunting in my backyard. But I also want to go fishing.
So we've got ponds in the backyard too that we are hopefully next year going to start putting in some wood duck houses and things like that. It's not set up for wood duck hunting yet, but you know, it's still early in the game, but our front yard is amazing. It's all spring fed, so it's, you know, gin clear.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. And
I've had the pleasure of going there and seeing your, like, that's the place you would want to hang out. Yeah. Like that, your house is that house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's our little home. It's our little home away from home, isn't it, Hudson?
Yeah.
Do you like to fish?
Yeah.
What kind of bait do you use when we fish at home?
Worms.
You worms? Where do you get those worms from?
From under, we dig for worms. Sometimes we buy worms from stores, and we get them from our grandpa.
From your grandpa? That's pretty nice.
Oh, yeah. They like to buy a lot of worms for walleye fishing out in Putin Bay in Ohio there. So they always bring a bunch home, so Hudson gets
perfect.
To utilize them. He got his own worm farm for Christmas.
So he
grew his own worms over the winter.
That is awesome.
So that this spring, he could use them.
With this pond in your front yard that's overpopulated, have you ever thought about putting together like a little fishery for kids or anything to help eliminate all that?
Yes, actually.
Because that would be
going to be hosting a family camp this year for Cub Scouts. So both of our kids, Violet was on with me, was it late last year? But both of the kids are in Scouts. So we are hosting family camp this year that will have a fishing clinic.
Oh, that'd be perfect.
Yeah. I'm excited for that.
Then we need to have everybody, not everybody, but you know, people on here and talk about that because getting kids out in the outdoors is what we live for.
Exactly.
Getting everybody out. So Hudson, I'm very excited that you're here right now.
Yeah, they're going to make their own fishing poles.
Outdoors through a kid's eyes. Like, that's not something you get to think about every single day.
I know. Hudson, do you have a tip for somebody that's just starting out fishing as a 5-year-old?
Silence. No. Silence. What about casting?
Yes.
Yes, you got to cast.
What about casting?
Okay.
What about casting?
First you push the button, then you put it over your head, then you throw it, and then you get the button go, and then it will go into the water.
Then we'll go in. Good job. That's exactly how you have to do it. Yeah. Very exciting. Very nice. All right. Nice. So, Mama. I don't know why I'm calling you Mama. Okay, so okay. Michelle and I are friends. So, this is why this is a very comfortable episode, because we're friends. We've been friends for a while. Why do I always forget how we met?
I don't know, because I probably don't. It just feels like we're family and how long we've known. You know, it's been a short, long while.
Uh-huh.
Quickly friends.
Yes.
But Well, like the bow fishing thing from Whale Tales. We had talked about that. I know that was, I think, when we first started becoming fast friends. And it was 5 years ago, 6 years ago.
Oh, yeah, that was a while ago. And the bow fishing event she's talking about is with Whale Tales. That's
coming up.
Yep. I don't know if it's still called a Stilettos Bow Fishing League. I feel like they changed the name from Stilettos.
Yeah.
But obviously Stilettos is a girl thing. Mm-hmm. And but they have about 6, 7, 8 boats, bow fishing boats, with huge LEDs from the front and generator in the back, so all the lights keep going, play loud music, you have a great time, a cooler, and then you have, they supply all the arrows and the bows and everything that you possibly could need.
Yeah.
They supply it, and you just go out there and shoot all the carp, get rid of those carp. Yeah, you do not want those.
For any of the ladies that have never been bow fishing or introduced to the sport, it's really nice and a very comfortable atmosphere to be mm-hmm. able to be amongst a bunch of the Civic Media.
Yep, summertime is finally here. We'll get there. This is why it's called May. Summertime, I saw this TikTok. It's so perfect. So they call it May because it may snow, it may rain, it may be 70, but it may be 20. Who knows? We don't, because 38 degrees this morning,
yeah,
and ended at 71 degrees.
72?
Yeah. Dumb. So dumb.
Only Wisconsin can get all
in one day. but thank you to Bill for texting and correcting me. It's 3 lines per person.
3 lines.
3 lines, not 2 lines.
Yeah.
I don't know what we were talking about. But 3 lines, 5 person limit. Well, bam. Everybody came home with fish. Absolutely fantastic.
And full bellies.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course, there was, what, 3 girls? So we just all brought food
mm-hmm.
and champagne and snacks. All the things.
All the things. All it was so nice.
So turkey hunting. We have to get you. We ended with you not turkey hunting this season.
Yeah.
Because you're too busy.
Too busy.
I feel like I need to yell at you right now.
That's okay. You can scold me. You call me. The mom roles have reversed.
What are you doing, girl?
I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
Do better. Oh, man.
So you're going out this weekend?
I am going out this weekend. I have a cookout on Saturday. But Saturday morning? Okay. Morning thing. So I had week B, as I was saying before.
Yeah.
I did not get a dang turkey. So upsetting. I had hens. But no Toms or Jakes, nothing, none of them. I heard them, but I could not see them. Very frustrating. So hopefully this weekend I'll get one because I need to put a turkey in the freezer.
Yeah.
Like, it has to happen. Turkey season is slowly becoming one of my favorite, minus waterfowl, because I absolutely love duck hunting.
I enjoy it in the fall. I really do enjoy it in the fall because it's just, if you're not turkey hunting, then you're deer hunting.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy that.
I mean, we can't start talking about that now. I'm getting remorse. Like,
I'm a fall gal.
We, Bill and I, started watching Harry Potter, and I lit an apple cinnamon candle, and I brought out my weighted heated blanket. I'm like, it feels like fall. I don't know why I'm doing that.
I still have my heated blanket on too. I have had it on every day for the last 3 or 4 days.
Yep. What season?
3 or 4 years.
Years, not days.
Be honest.
So what will get you out turkey hunting? Will you go out this fall, as you were saying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. This fall.
So you're more of a fall turkey hunt instead of a spring?
Yeah, yeah, this spring. It's just,
so why not the spring? Like, what makes you change your mind?
Okay, the time, exactly, just the time from life with the beginning of the kids, all their birthdays coming up.
Yep.
You got spring, the kids are ending school.
Yeah.
It's a busy time of year for work. So.
But man, your backyard.
Yeah. Oh, I could go.
You could go right there.
I kicked up a doe this morning checking on the chickens.
Did you?
I did. Aww. I did, right in the backyard.
That'd be perfect. Yeah, I went, like I said, I never saw one time. And then the person on the property I was hunting on, the farmer, sent me a message the other morning saying, look at all these toms in my front yard or backyard, wherever it was.
Where?
But it was like right there.
Yeah.
And just about 100 yards from where I was hunting. I'm like, oh.
Rub it in.
They come right past where you were. I'm like, oh, thanks. This is absolutely wonderful. I do not feel bad at all. Thank you very much.
Who's got to go to a job when you got a hunting to do? No, I would love to go. I would love to go this spring turkey. I don't think there's any tags left. No, I would squeeze it in if I had. I would absolutely squeeze it in. Mm-hmm. It's just you got time. You got time, and I'm going to. I'll be gone in Florida next week. All next week. So
that'll be nice. Hopefully, bring back the warm weather. But yeah, so we have turkey hunting going on for ENF, and as you were saying that. They have leftover tags go for sale, and they on the DNR website, they send you the dates of when the tickets are going to go on sale because it's not the same time, same day every single year. And I swear those, the E and F are the tags that usually go, like you can buy those last, and they just sell out within 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Maybe a week.
Yeah.
But they sell it so fast. And it's at that weird time of the year, too, where you don't know whether to wear all your ice fishing gear or just light spring gear. I remember Bill and I went out one time and we were sitting in a blind and dear Lord, I was sweating. It was the worst time. I fortunately got a turkey that time, but it was in the morning. I was absolutely freezing by the afternoon. I'm like sweating.
The time that I took Violet turkey hunting in the fall, is it last year, year before last? It was so hot, and she was, you know, stripped down to her skivvies at mm-hmm. one point, and she's like, can I stand up? I'm like, no.
You're
blonde hair, blue-eyed, you've got, you know, just your face painted up. No, thank mm-hmm. you, ma'am. No, thank you.
So with this, when you do harvest the turkey, what's your favorite recipe? What do you do with them?
That's so cute. Oh, the duck. He found a picture of me holding a duck.
Nice. Duck.
It's not a duck. It's a goose.
Silly goose.
Silly goose. So I like similar turkey. to like a duck breast. So I like to breast them out. But
Wisco. You're listening to 540 AM WAUK, The Shaw 101 FM. You can find us on Spotify and Apple after the show. Goes right to a podcast. I always think about this right now, but I'm live on Instagram, so I can't look, but I forget what number episode we're on. Calvin, do you know what number episode we're on?
I can try to find it.
Ooh, look at you go. I have no idea.
We'll get the number.
What was that?
So we'll get the number.
We will. One day. But I'm very excited because we keep spreading all in Wisconsin. If you go on to Civic Media on their Instagram or Facebook, you can see all the different stations that we're in right now. We're almost covering Wisconsin.
I love it.
It's very exciting. Fastest growing hunting, fishing, outdoor radio show right now on 540 AM, 101 FM.
I love it.
So
love
exciting.
It. There's nothing out there like it.
I know. So today we have Michelle Ferretta and Hudson.
Say hi.
Hi.
And I love when we have kids on the radio because we don't get to normally think as a kid. Five-year-old freshly in the outdoors, see it through their eyes. It's completely different because as you and I were talking about before, he is a fantastic fisherman. He can cast like it's nobody's business. But you know why? Because he's doing it out of the pure joy of his heart. We do it thinking, okay, maybe the fish is going to be over here. Maybe the fish is going to be over here. Maybe I should cast a little bit farther. Maybe I should try a different bait. Maybe I should put a spinner bait, a frog, something. We're always thinking on how we can improve it, which takes the fun out of it. Unless you're actually catching everything, then it's really fun. But Hudson, I'm jealous. Can I be 5 years old again?
No.
No? Why not?
Because you're too big.
I'm too big? Aw. How? This is going to be a fun question. How old do you think I am, Hudson?
I don't know.
Take a guess.
16.
Yeah, I am 16 years old. Look at me go. Thank you, Hudson.
Fresh behind the wheel.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't think I got my driver's license until I was 17. Maybe 18. It was right out of high school, and I graduated when I was 17, so.
I was a little late driver as well.
I don't think my mom trusted me. She has very good reason. But I never, okay, I lied. One. I had one speeding ticket since 17, and now I'm 34. In like 30 days, I'll be 35. FYI, everybody. I'm really excited about my birthday.
When was that again? You said in a couple days.
30 days.
I think.
I don't know. June 17th.
Yay! The best ones are born in June.
Oh, yes, they are. And Joel's birthday is June 8th. We will be here on his birthday, actually.
Hey, all three of the littles were born in June.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. Okay, so before our break, we were talking about our salmon fishing trip. So if you were listening last week, or you can go back on the podcast on Spotify and Apple, we were talking with Mike Keller. Yeah. Mike Keller brought peaches in. We have to bring up the dog right away because I'm a dog person. And we were talking about his fishing charter, how it's brand new. He put his all into it. He just bought that new boat.
Yeah.
I wish I could remember what it's called, but I don't. But it's one of the, it's like a houseboat. I call those like a houseboat.
Yeah, it's a houseboat.
Because there's a bedroom, there's a bathroom, there's a kitchen, there's like all the things. There's an upper deck, lower deck.
All the convenience of.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a houseboat.
So I call it a houseboat. I don't know exactly what it's called. I don't know. It's a houseboat. But we went on in his boat, correct?
We did. It was so much fun.
Five of us. We were going to have six people, but the last person canceled, so it's totally fine. And we limited out.
Nailed it.
Five-person limit. Five-man limit. It was absolutely fantastic. So not only does Keller take you out fishing, he fed us, gave us booze and, you know, water, brought us out to the perfect spot. That one spot, the first spot we went to, was not working. So he just picked it all up and we went to a different spot. Like, he puts in work. He puts in an extreme amount of work that... He knows where the fish are. Yeah. And he's killing it out there now.
The fact that he put us on fish each and every time, it was amazing. And then to hear, you know, to have that discussion with him about his the way he thinks about it, as we were just talking about, as a 5-year-old, you don't think about those things. But as an adult, when you're just starting out like that, being able to know where the fish are and then putting your customers out there on fish, it's
stress that I could not imagine.
It's amazing.
Like when we went out pheasant hunting, like I was feeling stressed because I feel like we all told each other to come out, but we're still all relying on each other to like help guide, put in all of our knowledge to, but we didn't get anything, but we still had fun, but it still stunk because we had a newbie with us. We wanted that person to get their first bird.
Yeah. Right? And I was the newbie. That was my first time on Lake Michigan.
That was for fishing.
That was my first time, my bucket list. And I've told everybody since, I have never been so humbled by a fish than reeling in those lake cohos that are just, you just don't think of the struggle.
Yeah.
You don't think of the fight and the length of time that it takes to actually reel in those fish. It's amazing.
Yeah, when you get those big ones out there, it just, you arm, then you have to bring in the planer board. The planer board comes in, you got to take that out and still got to reel it in. And then it's not like bass fishing, a walleye fish. Well, I guess it's kind of like walleye fishing, but where you just like crank it, you just set the hook right away and start reeling in. You just... So, like, you set the hook a little bit, and then you start reeling it, because those mouths, they're smaller mouths. They're probably paper thin, like bass, but...
Yeah.
But,
man... And you still get losses, you know? Look at Bree lost a couple, you know, in a row. When...
like, seven in a row.
Poor girl.
Oh, I know. I was trying so hard to get Brianna out here, but... Nope.
I felt for her. I felt for her when you lose that many in a row, you know. But the last one totally made up for it, you know. And then
Brianna always catches the biggest.
Yeah.
No matter where I go, all the fishing trips her and I have gone on. I lied, I think. Ooh, this brings us to my next topic. When Brianna and I went noodling.
Oh.
I believe I got the biggest fish, but not by much.
No, you guys are going again this summer?
Oh, hopefully we are, yes. Hopefully. And just like that, we're at the next break. See? Bring it right into noodling. I'm going to convince you get this whole break. Think about it, girl. Call us 844-967-2789.
Goes Wisconsin to Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. With the clock ticking on a possible government default on due bills, Republicans accuse President Biden of forcing a showdown on that to avoid cutting federal spending.
Tell you what Biden and the Democrats hate the most are work requirements for welfare. Listen, I believe if you're an able-bodied man, you ought to be working.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz on Fox. President, now on his way back from Asia, was scheduled to discuss the debt issue by phone from Air Force One with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. And at a news conference before leaving Japan, Mr. Biden also discussed the Ukraine war.
The United States continues to help Ukraine respond, recover, and rebuild. We're also supporting your pursuit of a just peace.
Veteran NASA astronaut Peggy Whitson set to go into space again in about 6 hours, a SpaceX capsule to the space station.
We're going to do a lot of scientific research, including things like stem cells and cancer studies and other DNA studies, but we're in life science.
CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
Democracy doesn't have to be boring. Founded by revolutionary German exiles in 1853, the Milwaukee Turners at Turner Hall offer gymnastics, rock climbing, yoga, meaningful forums, training, and countless ways to have fun and matter to Milwaukee. Whether you hang upside down or hang out, they've got you covered. Membership is only $35 a year. Be a part of Milwaukee's past, present, and future. Visit them at MilwaukeeTurners.org. That's MilwaukeeTurners.org. Or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
When it comes to hair and makeup artistry, there is only one salon that you need, Raven and Blonde. Their stylists are passionate about their work and committed to giving you the best service possible. From precision cuts to perms, balayage to dimensional color service and more, the Raven and Blonde stylists do it all. Book your appointment today at ravenandblonde.com. That's ravenandblonde.com. Raven and Blonde, where hair and makeup artistry meets exceptional service. 157 South First Street, Milwaukee.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here!
Whoa! That was fast!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
When the sun goes down,
on welcome my back to Raised town, in Wisco. I swear, all this music makes me want to dance and sing, but I will door. Not. Do that to everybody because we'll lose a lot of followers. Twitter follows. Hello, Canadian Clan. I'm so excited. I get to hang out with Robin on June 1st. I get to be the auctioneer, MC, or whatever it is, at this wonderful outing she has at a golf course for the opportunities.
What is that?
For opportunities, it's people with, I don't know how to politely say it. Oh. Yeah.
Special needs.
Special needs, thank you.
Disabilities.
Yes. It's a golf outing for them, the Spencer James golf outing. Oh, I'm so excited. Nice. I'm telling everybody about it, and I wish I could bring people there, but I can't.
Can people register their teams?
Gosh, I wish I was more prepared for this. Robin, if you're listening, I'm hugging you right now. I swear I am. And also, you made me buy patchouli. I bought patchouli laundry soap. But yes. So before the break, we were talking about noodling.
Yes.
Noodling. This is always a weird topic for everybody. I wish I knew why. It can't just be the stick in a hand in a hole. It can't be just that.
I think it's more of the claustrophobia for me. I would love to. I think I would probably go with the ladies. However, it's the fear of the unknown for me. I know they prep it. I know that they tell you that there's nothing in there.
But they check. They check it for you. But there's always a possibility with everything.
There's always a possibility.
No matter what you do, there's a possibility for it to fail.
And I'm a tiny lady, so if it's a big fish.
You're a strong lady too, girl. So I went with, prior to going with Brianna, I went with my friend.
There's a lot of pictures.
Hudson showed me all his bass fishing pictures. Mm. They're like bigger than his whole body. Well, not body, but his torso.
Yeah.
You got some good bass in that pond.
Yeah, they could be bigger.
That's me hugging a snake.
That's you hugging a snake. Okay, we're showing all these pictures now. How brave he is.
Yes. He's brave. I'm not.
A five-year-old's braver than you right now, girl. Come on. So I went out to Ren Lake down in Benton, Illinois. So from here, from Waukesha, 217 Wisconsin Avenue. I almost forgot what street this was. Everybody can come down and see us and have some wine and whatever. So come down and visit us. But from here, it's probably about a 6.5-7 hour drive.
That's not bad at all.
No. But the reason why I chose Ren Lake is because Brittany Jill chose Ren Lake. She posted on Facebook that she was putting together a group and looking for people to join. And this is probably about 4 years ago now. And I'm like, oh, absolutely. I'll do this. I don't care where it is. I don't care how much it costs. I want to do it. It's on my bucket list. Yes. And so I told her, hey, I want to come do this, but it's just going to be me. I don't know anybody. I don't know any of your friends. And she's like, oh, absolutely, come on down. But everybody else canceled on her end except for me. So it was just Brittany, Jill, and I. And Brittany's been doing this for years. Like, she knows what to expect. This is my first time.
Yeah.
And, oh, Lanta, I was terrified. Absolutely terrified. But see, for me, it's a water fear. If I can't touch the bottom, I'm freaking out.
So you can't touch the bottom?
Well, no, you can. Oh, you can touch the bottom the whole entire time.
Okay.
There's spots where when they jump in, you can see that they're still standing, or they're like, oh, okay, this is pretty deep. I'm like, no, thank you. So they jump in every single time, and they check the hole for you and everything. So, but Brittany and Jill and I went down and did it with Ren Lake fishing guides. And it was an absolute blast.
What time of year did you go?
Oh, it was freezing. Ugh. It was the end of the... So it was like the end of August, I believe it was. But it was a rainy day and everything. Like, it wasn't fantastic, perfect weather like I was hoping. It was like when you and I went salmon fishing.
Oh.
It was like that. But drizzly and everything still. But to get in the water, too, it was freezing. But it'd
be cold.
Where I'm going with the story is that Brittany got her personal best. It was a 42-pounder. Isn't that insane?
She's
a tiny girl. She's tiny, but fierce. She is strong as heck.
So explain me, walk me through how you catch it then. Because in my mind and what I see online is you gotta just jam your fist down its mouth.
If you're watching Hannah Baron.
Yes.
She is.
She's
your own breed.
She's something else.
Not watch her because she goes after her. She does everything herself.
She's bonkers.
She doesn't need somebody like me that needs somebody to go in there first to check the hole.
Right.
She just goes right in there and does it herself. Yeah. She's the one
Amazing.
Woman machine.
Yeah.
So with them, with Ren Lake, they go down. They have all these spots marked.
Sure.
It's like when we go fishing, you mark the spot. So they have pallet board fences that they made, and you can stick them in the ground. So there's openings on each side of the log or whatever that's in the water. And then they cover one entrance or exit, and then they have the other one because they check the hole first, and there's a fish in there or a turtle or anything like that. And it's kind of funny because this guy is missing two fingers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of perfect. So they go down and check it, and they say, yeah, there's a fish in here. There's two fish in here. There's three fish, whatever. So the one guy goes in there and blocks the exit entrance, whatever it is. And then the next person says, okay, let's go. And then they have a gate that they pick up and move down easily so you can go down there and stick your hand in there. But so they check it, they stick it. And when you're reaching in there, oh, the first one is terrifying because you know what to expect, but you don't. So the way they explain it, the way they bite is when you put your arm out and do like a karate chop, like that's what it feels like. Like I would do it to you. Like,
sure.
That's what the catfish bites. There's like no teeth. There's very little teeth, but you know, like normal fish. So they bite down, but you have to grab onto the lip. It's not like Hannah Baron when she sticks a whole arm through the fin.
Yeah, that's what I'm picturing. You have to give the whole hook.
Hoorah that thing. They bite down, and you just grab their lip and just pull it out. But they are thrashing, because they obviously don't want to do that. So they're just thrashing, so you just pull it out. And then they have a floating net where they stick it in the net. But the funniest part for me is when if I can't touch the bottom, I'm freaking out. So you have to dive down, hold your breath, dive down, and get ready to be scared. And I'm trying to get down. I had to like grab the dude's leg and like pull myself down because I couldn't get myself down that far. And it's muddy water, so you can't see what you're doing. Nope. Don't open your eyes.
Nope.
Oh man, it was. The first time it bit me, my first fish was like an 18 or 19 pound fish. And they're like, we heard you scream from one of the water. It was probably about 5 feet. We heard you scream. And then Brittany got it on camera and everything. And when I got out, I'm just like, whoa, this is so exciting. I got my first catfish, and to toss it over my shoulder. Like, hey, put it in the net. I'm like, no, this is my fish. It was the greatest time.
That's awesome. And you went back a second time. So obviously...
Yep, and Brittany, we had a whole group put together. I don't know if you were you in that group?
No.
We put together a group. It was probably about 6 people, because we only allowed 6 people on this boat. We put together a group, but slowly but surely everyone canceled. So it was just Brianna and I.
Last year? Or this year?
It was 2 years ago.
2 years ago, yeah.
Yeah. So, but...
And this year?
This year, I know, I'm so excited.
When are you planning? Are you planning on still going? Is that the season? August?
I will be emailing them. I haven't put together a group yet because work's been super crazy, and August is our busiest month.
Sure.
But we're going to. I feel like last time we had you on the show, we talked about pheasant hunting, and we went pheasant hunting the next weekend, so.
Just a little.
If anybody has ever gone noodling, give us a call at 844-967-2789. It is the... Oh, and I even wore my Got Bit shirt. They give you a free shirt and like a headband and all these kind of things too.
You know who has been noodling before is Stephanie Stevens.
Oh, she does everything.
She is, yeah. One woman show too. Mm-hmm. Did you guys talk about that the last time?
We did not.
I think
not.
She was here, so...
She's done it either.
Let's put her on the list. Maybe we could get the girls together.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
That'd be a lot of fun. Yeah. So is it any of this convincing you to do it?
A little bit. As I'm inviting friends along.
I just mean you cannot cancel. You cannot lose out. This is why you need to put down a security deposit, because these things happen. Your mind takes over and you don't want to do it.
But yeah. Yeah, we'll go.
We'll go. We'll go. We're definitely going to get you to go.
We'll go. We'll get in the water. We'll see. We'll see. You know what happens when we get there.
But for this segment, we forgot to talk about our fishing trip for Mike Keller for Foul Dogs.
Oh, it was fun.
We didn't complete our fishing trip. So I want you to take us through the whole day in your eyes, because my eyes, it's always going to be different. So like, what was it for you for your first time?
I was so nervous.
You were so nervous.
Because for one, you don't know. You don't know how you're going to feel. You don't know how the weather is going to be. You don't know. And if you don't, you've never done it before, everything is new. So, you know, used to 5 and 7 year old poles. I embarrassingly asked you the night before, do I have to bring anything? What kind of bait and tackle do I need?
You did. That was so perfect.
So, you know, when you don't know, you don't know. And I was nervous, but it was so much fun the sun rising and the seagulls following us out. You just feel it. And it was a nice day. So it wasn't cold. So mm-hmm. we were able to sit up top and watch everything that was going on. And when the fish were biting, Oh, I remember yeah. there was one time we had, what, three lines running at the same mm-hmm. time that we had to finagle. And when you've got that much energy, it really does bring a lot of fun. I had so much fun.
So
out of the nerves, it became fun. So after, you know, the sun rose and everything was going on that way, I was worried that we weren't going to catch anything because we were pretty slow at first. And then all of a sudden it hit mm-hmm. and then it stopped. And then we picked up.
Yep.
And then, you know, we followed the fish and followed the advice of Keller. And it was so much fun.
Yeah. It's always nice when you have a captain that guides you on what's yeah. happening.
Yeah.
And how to do it. So reeling in the first fish, what was that like?
So what was nice is having Keller, because I had, one, no idea where to place the pole. I had no idea.
Place the pole, meaning like when you
in your belly button. Yeah. When you first, you know, when the fish is on and having to actually grab the line and put the pole in your belly button and hold on tight. You know, that's the one thing I just remember is put it in your belly button. Hold on, reel. And just steady reeling. So mm-hmm. it was nice being able to be shown that way. And then once you get the hang of it, you know, and you get the next one and they're like, yeah, go ahead, take yep. this one, mm-hmm. take this one. Or you see, oh, line seven's peeling.
Oh yeah. He puts out, I believe, 12 lines, 14 lines.
Depending on, yeah, I think it's what, two per person?
Yeah.
Two lines per person. Yep. If it's a total of six, you get.
I think last week or the week prior, he had like 90% of the lines going at the same time.
Yeah, yeah. He's been limiting out.
All the fish been coming in.
Oh no, really?
Yeah, really. But I was like, "Oh, hot dog!"
Yeah.
Oh yeah, but it's absolutely fantastic. But yeah, we kept. It was your first time. Of course, we're gonna give you the fish.
Yeah.
Like. Reel that baby in. We're just going to sit here and take videos and pictures. Of course, they're all over my Instagram and Facebook and yours as well.
Yeah, definitely. But, made some great reels out of that.
And then when we're coming back, it was absolutely beautiful watching it. The sun was not setting. I think we came back around 1 o'clock.
Yeah, 1 or 2. It was early afternoon.
Yeah, and then he sits right there and he cleans all the fish for you. Yeah. He bags all the fish for you.
Yeah, it was really nice cleaning it and fishing right there at shore. Mm-hmm. So I was able to take home. Remember your cooler? I forgot my cooler last time. So just having a bag of mm-hmm. a fish in your
just
trunk.
Flowing around in your trunk.
Luckily, I had an extra garbage bag that I had in the back of my trunk anyway. So, you know, it's not a clean trunk.
Everybody has a clean trunk, man. Mine is so dirty from work.
Totally
and
forgot.
Turkey hunting. Yes. Oh, dear Lord.
Yes. Now, yours is this week, right?
Yep. I had B week, and now it's D week right now. So we have E and F to go.
I didn't even get my tag this spring because I'm just so busy. Life is just so busy right now. I know.
Life is always going to be busy.
Always busy. Plus,
that's an excuse.
It's fishing season right now.
It's an excuse. Get out in the outdoors.
Absolutely. Every single time. Every time.
Every time.
Unless it's doodling, then you have to be talked into it.
844-967-2789.
Democracy doesn't have to be boring. Founded by revolutionary German exiles in 1853, the Milwaukee Turners at Turner Hall offer gymnastics, rock climbing, yoga, meaningful forums, training, and countless ways to have fun and matter to Milwaukee. Whether you hang upside down or hang out, they've got you covered. Membership is only $35 a year. Be a part of Milwaukee's past, present, and future. Visit them at MilwaukeeTurners.org. That's MilwaukeeTurners.org. Or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
Real Chili's been serving up mouth-watering goodness to the people of Milwaukee since 1931. Their famous secret award-winning chili recipe is the same as it was back then, and a local treasure. From lunch to dinner to late-night breakfast, Real Chili has you covered. And now you can bring the Real Chili to your next party, tailgate, wedding, or office gathering with their unbeatable catering options. And don't forget about their Real Love Party Packs, perfect for small groups, and pick up from their two convenient locations, downtown Milwaukee and near Marquette University campus. Visit them at realchili.com. That's realchili.com.
Feeling down, anxious, depressed? You are not alone. According to the World Health Organization, approximately 280 million people have depression, but the majority never receive treatment. At WellPoint Care Network, they can help. Their outpatient clinic staff are both qualified and caring, not to mention highly trained in partnering with you on your healing journey. Make an appointment today at wellpointcare.org. They serve all ages, infants, children, and adults. Both in-person and virtual services are available. Learn more at wellpointcare.org.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
For tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 63 degrees.
It may be 70, but it may be 20. Who knows? We don't, because 38 degrees this morning,
yeah,
and ended at 71 degrees.
72?
Yeah. Dumb. So dumb.
Only Wisconsin can get all
in one day. But thank you to Bill for texting and correcting me. It's 3 lines per person.
3 lines.
3 lines, not 2 lines.
Yeah.
I don't know what we were talking about. 3 lines, 5-person limit. Well, bam. Everybody came home with fish. Absolutely fantastic.
And full bellies.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course, there was, 3 girls? So we just all brought food and champagne and snacks. All the things.
All the things. All it was so nice.
So turkey hunting. We have to get you. We ended with you not turkey hunting this season.
Yeah.
Because you're too busy.
Too busy.
I feel like I need to yell at you right now.
That's okay. You can scold me. You call me mom. The mom roles have reversed.
What are you doing, girl?
I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
Do better. Oh, man.
So you're going out this weekend?
I am going out this weekend. I have a cookout on Saturday. But Saturday morning. Okay. Morning thing. So I had week B, as I was saying before.
Yeah.
I did not get a dang turkey. So upsetting. I had hens, but no toms or jakes. Nothing. None of them. I heard them, but I could not see them. Very frustrating. So hopefully this weekend I'll get one, because I need to put a turkey in the freezer.
Yeah.
Like, it has to happen. Turkey season is slowly becoming one of my favorite, minus waterfowl, because I absolutely love duck hunting.
I enjoy it in the fall. I really do enjoy it in the fall, because it's just, if you're not turkey hunting, then you're deer hunting.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy that.
I mean, we can't start talking about that now. I'm getting remorse. Like,
I'm a fall gal.
Bill and I started watching Harry Potter, and I lit an apple cinnamon candle, and I brought out my weighted heated blanket. I'm like, it feels like fall. I don't know why I'm doing that.
I still have my heated blanket on too. I have had it on every day for the last 3 or 4 days.
Yep. What season?
3 or 4 years.
Years, not days.
To be honest.
So what will get you out turkey hunting? Will you go out this fall, as you were saying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. This fall.
So you're more of a fall turkey hunt instead of a spring?
Yeah, this spring. It's just
so why not the spring? Like, what makes you change your mind?
Okay. the time, the exactly, just the time from life with the beginning of the kids, all their birthdays coming up. Yep. You got spring, the kids are ending school.
Yeah.
It's a busy time of year for work. So.
But man, your backyard.
Yeah.
Oh, I could go. You could go right there.
I kicked up a doe this morning checking on the chickens.
Did you?
I did. Aww. I did right in the backyard.
That'd be perfect. Yeah, I went, like I said, I never saw one time. And then the person on the property I was hunting on the farmer sent me a message the other morning saying, look at all these toms in my front yard or backyard, wherever it was.
Where?
But it was like right there.
Yeah.
And just about 100 yards from where I was hunting. I'm like, oh.
Rub it in.
They come right past where you were. I'm like, oh, thanks. This is absolutely wonderful. I do not feel bad at all. Thank you very much.
Who's got to go to a job when you got to hunting to do? No, I would love to go. I would love to go this spring turkey. I don't think there's any tags left. No, I would squeeze it in if I had. I would absolutely squeeze it in.
Mm-hmm.
It's just you got time. You got time, and I'm going to. I'll be gone in Florida next week, all next week. So that'll be nice.
Hopefully, you bring back the warm weather. But yeah, so we have turkey hunting going on for ENF, and as you were saying, that they have leftover tags go for sale, and they. On the DNR website, they send you the dates of when the tickets are going to go on sale because it's not the same day sure. every single year. And I swear those, the E and F are the tags that usually go, like you can buy those last. And they just sell out within 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Maybe a week.
Yeah.
But they sell it so fast. And it's at that weird time of the year too, where you don't know whether to wear all your ice fishing gear or just light spring gear. I remember Bill and I went out one time and we were sitting in a blind and dear Lord, I was sweating. It was the worst time. I fortunately got a turkey that time. But it was in the morning. I was absolutely freezing by the afternoon. I'm like sweating.
The time that I took Violet turkey hunting in the fall. Is it last year or year before last? It was so hot. And she was, you know, stripped down to her skivvies at mm-hmm. one point. And she's like, can I stand up? I'm like, no.
Do not.
No. You're blonde hair, blue eyed. You've got, you know, just your face painted up. No, thank mm-hmm. you, ma'am. No, thank you.
So with this, when you do harvest a turkey, what's your favorite recipe? What do you do with them?
That's okay. Oh, the duck. He found a picture of me holding a duck.
Nice.
Duck.
It's not a duck. It's a goose.
Silly goose.
Silly goose. So I like similar turkey. to like a duck breast. So I like to breast them out. But
yeah.
Yeah. They're really good.
Do you have like a favorite recipe that you go like a go-to one?
I don't. No.
You don't?
Just seasonings. Seasonings.
Just seasonings.
Add seasonings. Add seasonings. Add seasonings and butter. And butter and
butter
seasonings.
Butter always a winner.
Butter and seasonings. Do you?
I want so 1 year, Bill and I, we had, it was for fall hunting. We did a regular turkey, like a store-bought turkey, and then we had the turkey that I shot.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a bacon weave. That was my first time doing a bacon weave. So you lay out, you buy two packages of bacon, not sure. the thick cut, just a regular smoked bacon.
Yeah.
You lay it out horizontally, and then you lay another layer over it vertically, and then you just do a basket weave.
Yep.
And then at the end, you just wrap it around your turkey. Wrap it around your turkey, and then you just put toothpicks in there and just stick it in the oven or put it on the Traeger or whatever it is. And
bacon wrapped anything.
Oh gosh, right? But it was one
any
of the
any certain
greatest.
Flavor, bacon, maple
no.
or apple or
I always do like the maple.
Yeah,
I have maple everything. Like my favorite seasoning is smokehouse maple.
Yeah,
like, yes, like my favorite. It goes on my eggs. It goes on my steak. It goes on my burgers. It goes on my broccoli. It goes on my mashed potatoes. It goes on everything.
Everything.
But with that, that's my absolute go-to favorite.
Sure.
But bacon wrapped anything, or you do a stuffed. Just cut it right down the middle and put the cream cheese in there.
Mm.
Put some chop up some chives, parsley. Yeah. Yeah. Put oh man, why do I always do this? I feel like. After this show, I have to go to Culver's or something on the way home because I'm always hungry. Bill, if you're listening, please, please put dinner in the oven. I don't know what we're having, but please, I'm always hungry. Oh, man.
Eli's at home with Violet right now, and they're probably just doing some sort of ravioli type Aww. Thing from a can. But, you know, I promised him we'd stop on the way home.
Nice. Oh, Calvin. Or Calvin. Hudson, you got anything to say to everybody before we get done? No? Okay, he has nothing. I say he's going to say get out there and go fishing.
Do you like to go fishing?
He's just paying attention to this
phone.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. This is Raised in Wisco, 540 AM, WAUK, The Shaw.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Transform yourself and your fitness routine with Soulful Fitness in Brown Deer. With 25 years of experience, Lisa and her team at Soulful Fitness offer personal training in a variety of classes, including nutrition, kickboxing, boot camps, and yoga. You'll find a private, personalized atmosphere that caters to all fitness levels, from personal training sessions to virtual classes and everywhere in between. For fitness that's personal, visit soulfulfitness.com. That's SOLFUL fitness.com.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.